Hello and welcome back to Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan along with John Osha. We took a break from you guys last week while we were in Foxborough facing the Patriots, but now we're back here at Everbank Field along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with three joint practices this week. But the biggest news, as always, is quarterback Blake Bortles.
Well, and what you said is exactly right. Blake right now is the big news. Doug Marrone on Sunday pulled Blake out of practice late during that drill, inserted Chad Henne. At the time, he said it was a pitch count issue, which means, hey, we're trying to get Blake some rest before the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come in. Today, he said it was more of a sore arm issue. Here's the deal. Right now, Blake Bortles has not played well enough to have it not be a topic when he's out of practice. So was Doug a little disappointed in how he performed on Sunday? Was he really trying to get a pitch count? I don't think we'll ever know that. Bottom line, Bortles has to be more consistent to make this sort of thing not an issue.
Now, Blake Bortles was dealing with consistency. Marquise Lee and Leonard Fournette were dealing with injuries yesterday. And today, Coach Marrone didn't really give us much updates on them.
Well, it sounds like Marquise is probably going to be questionable at the start of the season with the kind of ankle that he supposedly has. Fournette right now is more of a precautionary thing. Problem with Fournette is you don't want running backs on bad wheels, on bad feet. So right now we're not too worried about Fournette when you're watching from a media standpoint, but it's something to watch. Until that foot's not an issue, it's an issue, so keep an eye on it.
And now at the beginning of training camp, you had some guys who you really didn't know much about, and you were even concerned that if they were going to make the full team roster here coming soon. But now they're kind of making a name for themselves. Who are those guys?
You know what this is, Ashlyn? It's a teaser, because this is what I wrote my view from the Ozone on for Jaguars.com later. Tyler Patman, Keelan Cole, and Corey Grant. They're all guys, I wouldn't say they're young guys trying to make a roster. Some of those guys are veterans. I think all three are playing their way onto the roster. It's always a cool story during training camp to see that. Corey Grant, it's time to stop calling him a surprise. I think he's going to make it. Keelan Cole, maybe the biggest story of early training camp. I think he's playing his way onto the team as an undrafted free agent. Very interesting to watch.
Well, there you have it. The first Zone Blitz of the week. We'll be right back here tomorrow after the second joint practice with the Buccaneers.